Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, May 5th. There are new hearing dates in the extradition cases for three men facing charges in the death of Owen Sound restaurant owner Sharif Rahman. A spokesperson for the Scottish Courts and Tribunal Service confirms to Bayshore News a second preliminary hearing has been scheduled for May 22nd in the extradition process for Robert Evans, Robert Busby Evans, and Barry Evans. August 14th is the date for a final extradition hearing. Robert Evans is charged by police in Canada with manslaughter in relation to Rahman's 2023 death outside the Curry House at Owen Sound. Robert Busby Evans and Barry Evans are both charged with accessory after the fact. Last month, the three accused attended a preliminary extradition hearing at Edinburgh Sheriff Court. The Times UK reported lawyers for the three men argued the condition of Canadian prisons could violate their clients' human rights. The Sheriff Court Justice requested information on which prison the accused would be in. Today is the 80th anniversary of the Dutch Liberation Day, marking the end of Nazi occupation in the Netherlands in World War II. In Saugeen Shores, retired local police officer Doug Lyne is remembering his father, Kenneth Douglas Lyne, a Canadian who took part in the liberation of the Netherlands.
He was World War II Ordnance Corps, and he was a Dutch liberator. A number of years ago, the Royal Netherlands government put out a commemorative medal, and I was able to obtain that posthumously in the name of my dad.
Lyne notes his father was billeted by a Dutch family when he was in Holland. His job in the Ordnance Corps was to clear explosives. A ceremony to mark the anniversary was held Friday in the Netherlands and was attended by a number of Canadian World War II veterans, including retired Major General Richard Romer, for whom the Meaford Airport is named. You may notice red dresses displayed outside homes and around your community today. It's the National Day of Awareness for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, Girls, and 2S Plus people. It's also known as Red Dress Day. The empty dresses symbolize lives that have been lost. Numbers from the federal government say in Canada, 63% of Indigenous women have experienced physical or sexual assault in their lifetime. A ceremony was held in Owen Sound at Kelso Beach at Nawash Park today to honor and remember them. Prime Minister Carney will be in Washington today ahead of tomorrow's trade talks with Donald Trump. Carney said last week he expects the discussions to be complicated, something further stoked by Trump's comments on American News yesterday that he still intends to see Canada as the 51st state. Carney also said last week that he would fight for the best deal for Canada and only accept the best deal, no matter how long it takes. In sports, round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs starts tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs and Florida Panthers play game one in their series. The Panthers are trying to navigate their way back to the Cup final for a third straight season, while the Leafs are looking to get over the hump and make it to the Eastern Conference final for the first time since 2002. In local hockey, game three of the Provincial Junior Hockey League Schmaltz Cup final goes tomorrow night at the P&H Center in Hanover. The Barons are off to a 2-0 series lead over the Essex 73s. It's an off day for the Blue Jays ahead of the start of a three-game set on the road against the LA Angels. And in NBA playoffs, series openers in the New York, Boston, and Denver, Oklahoma City round two matchups. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Showers and a risk of a thunderstorm tonight. Fog patches developing overnight, a low around 13 degrees. Showers and a risk of a thunderstorm Tuesday, a high around 19, the UV index 7 or high. A chance of showers Wednesday and a high of 11. Right now it's 16 degrees in Tobermory, 16 in Meaford, 18 in Walkerton, and it's 18 degrees in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.